countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Ploughing ahead with a new record readership of 379,000 weekly print readers.
The grass cleans out up here now.
This is County Tipperary farmer John Purcell.
They're only 2 years old on those trees, you know.
We're walking across his organic beef farm in the heart of the Golden Vale, under the shadow of the Galty Mountains.
Well, Devin, you're very welcome to Tipperary.
John is one of the country's best-known organic beef farmers, and he's also the managing director of Good Herdsman, which is the country's largest organic meat processor.
Well, Good Herdsman, the company itself, was actually established in 1989 by the Finke family from Care, originally from Germany.
John Purcell has been farming here since 1997. He went organic in 1998. He comes from a famous family in the cattle trade, with his uncle Seamus renowned as the world's largest cattle exporter back in the day.
Correct, yeah. Well-known man. And my father and myself, they set up Purcell Brothers back in the day, early days. Yeah, well-known around the farm. And it's great for me because they broke a lot of ground. Any farmers I go into, they'd recall or remember some transactions they would have had maybe with the Purcell. So it was a great legacy they left behind.
But you kind of diversified a little bit.
We did. My father, he gave me some great advice back in the late 80s, early 90s. He said, go off and plough your own furrow, he said to me, you know. And there's a lot in that, you know.
Yeah.
And very luckily, he asked me to take over the running of the farm in 1997. And I did that, and I kind of adopted the same model that he was using, basically buying cattle in the back end of the year, wintering them and then selling them off grass then in the autumn time. The model didn't work for me, and I felt I could do a lot more with the farm. And I came across an organic farm walk one day, and I was just blown over by what the farm has achieved on his farm without a bag of manure and the quality of the cattle also. So I investigated a bit further, and I decided to go organic in 1998. I would say my father was 100% pleased about it, but he saw the benefits of it. He saw what we were able to achieve on the farm. He actually couldn't believe the quality of the grass and the silage yields we were getting every year. So he was very impressed, yeah.
Back to the farm here. We're walking through a field of lush multi-species sward, which has become the new buzz phrase in farming over the last couple of years. Tell me a little bit more about the layout of the farm here, John.
It's undulating ground, I suppose. It's free-draining soil, and it's just an ideal farm to grow clover. The aim of the farm was to offer continuity in our supply to the business, and it has achieved that in spades.
And you don't use any synthetic fertiliser whatsoever?
We don't, and that's obviously part of the rules, and that's one advantage we have, in that we're able to grow clover. If you put a bag of manure on clover, the clover, it dies, you know?
Yeah.
So the bag of manure does not work in this system. It's not allowed, obviously, in this system.
And do you grow other crops here on the farm as well as feed?
We do. We grow combination crops, a combination of peas, oats and Egyptian clovers. And we've done that for the last 5 years very successfully. We felt, I mean, our Angus and Herefords will finish off red clover silage. We felt the Continentals just needed that extra little bit of push. So we started maybe, 5 years ago growing them, and we've been very, very successful at it. This year, for instance, we have... We did 170 acres of peas, oats and clovers. We're yielding 14 tons to the acre. Just did up our costs recently. We had nearly 2,000 tons of combination crop ensiled, costing about 58 euros a ton. So when I hear farmers saying they don't want to get into organic because our organic meal is 600-800 euros a ton, grow your own. I mean, nothing comes into this farm when you straw and cattle.
So you buy the cattle and you bring them here to finish them. From where do you buy the cattle?
Yeah, over the years we've developed a good relationship with farmers all over the country. Drumshambo, I suppose, Mart would be our destination. They had a sale there last Saturday.
Yeah.
Kilmallock is on next Saturday. Elfin was on last Monday night. So it's a great selection of organic sales around the country. But also we do a lot of direct buying from farmers that we build up a relationship with, particularly Kerry, Cork and Clare. Farmers come here then. We have a weighbridge on the farm. Weigh them. Pay them and it's a bit business done, you know.
Okay, so roughly how many beef farmers in the country are certified organic?
Yeah, well, on our books, we have about 1,200 beef farmers in our books at the moment, but I think there's over 2,000 certified in Ireland at the moment.
So what way does the year actually work when it comes to organic beef? Is there going to be a big rush now to finish cattle off grass in the next few weeks and there'll be queues outside the factory down the road here?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it is an issue every year. A lot of farmers obviously do want to kill the cattle off grass, and it's an issue because the supermarkets want the same amount of beef all year round. So we do, there's a bit of a backlog, but that's always cleared by December, definitely by the first week of January. But I do encourage farmers to try and finish some stock during the winter. But listen, it's very important that the farmer creates his own nutrients in the farm. He creates his own farmyard manure, a bit of slurry. So I'd recommend farmers winter finish anyway.
The condition of them looks amazing.
It really is, and that's really down to our suckling farmers. We have a wonderful, wonderful bunch of farmers. The quality of the cattle is amazing. When we started, the quality wasn't as good. But then the Monaghan boys and the Leitrim boys and the Roscommon boys, they really upped the game and they introduced very, very good AI bulls and good quality cows. So, to be honest with you, it is a testament to them now that we have this wonderful stock.
Well, we've come down here now to a part of the farm which is dedicated to biodiversity and farmland habitats. How important is that? And describe where we are now, John.
Okay, we're down here. I tell you, Damien, there's an old 2 metre drain on the farm and we just extended it out and created a nice habitat for a lot of animals. I tell you, we had cameras down here for a few weeks and the amount of wildlife here is just amazing. But alongside that then we grew a shelter belt for the cattle, and only 2 years ago we've planted 10,000 trees, and that's proving very, very successful for us. But I tell you, this didn't happen overnight. I mean, I need to get the viability of the farm up and running first, and then through a natural progression I kind of evolved into the biodiversity side of things, and I'm not sorry. I tell you, it's been a wonderful addition to the farm and our consumers around Europe. This is what they want. This is the story of what they need, because they like the quality of the animals, they like the outdoor system. But the biodiversity actually wins the day every time. We reckon maybe about 3 years' time, with the amount of animals we have and the amount of trees and hedgerows we have, we should be sequestering enough carbon to be neutral by maybe 2025-26.
A lot of farms that you would visit, particularly beef farms or suckler farms, they're not a million miles away from this. In other words, that to step into organics wouldn't take a huge lot of effort in this country. Am I right?
You're spot on, Damien. And I suppose the conventional farmer, let's call them conventional, I don't want to call it, but anyway, they've been involved in reps and other schemes over the years, and they have maybe planted trees and cut off areas in the farm for birds, whatever. But so they are used to it. So it's a very, very easy transition for them. Now, there's no demand on them to create biodiversity corridors on their organic farms either. But it's a natural progression that they do, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of dry stock farms, they are extensive. They're not intensive in this country anyway. So they wouldn't have to worry about stocking rates too much.
Correct. I even just see in the journal this morning there, the stocking rates of farmers and farmers has been reduced. The use of fertilizer has been reduced by 3 out of 4. Farmers, so I mean, everybody's on the road to organic, I think, anyway, you know.
Yeah,
and the market is there as well. So, yeah.
Well, is the market there? And you are the perfect man to ask about that, because you obviously, with your good herdsman processor hat on, you're selling a lot of produce abroad. Will the business be there?
Absolutely, Jamie. Like, you have to put things in perspective. Like, we're only producing, processing about 11,000 organic cattle per year. We represent less than 1% of our national herd. So there's loads of potential there. We're the biggest exporters in conventional terms in the Northern Hemisphere of beef. We have the routes to market established already for the last 30, 40 years. The organic consumer is a very educated consumer. They want quality. In fairness, they do eat less meat, but they do buy better quality. Our Irish beef offer, organic beef offer, is right up there.
Okay. Well, people might be able to hear in the background raindrops beginning to fall here. I presume that's not welcome for a lot of people, but from your perspective down here, a little bit of rain is no harm, I suppose, after what's been a dry enough summer.
Absolutely. We're delighted to see a bit of rain. I just hope it doesn't rain next Wednesday when we have our big open day here. And so the rain is very, very welcome. We had a very, very hard spell of dry weather here for 6 weeks. And so it has been very welcome.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll let you continue on with preparing for the visit of farmers here next Wednesday to your farm, John Purcell. Just, we're, as I said, in the heart of the Golden Vale, not far from Tip Town. And we look forward to seeing you here on Wednesday. Thanks very much for chatting to us, and the very best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Damien.
Yeah, that was John Purcell, organic beef farmer in Tipperary. If you're interested in finding out more about organic beef farming and visiting his magnificent farm, Targus are holding an open day of walks and talks on his farm in Tipperary on Wednesday next from 10 until 3. More details available at chagask.ie if you'd like to register. Thanks to Michelle, Harry and Eileen for putting the programme together today. Talk to you next week.